I'm Marissa.
And I'm Rachel.
And you're listening to the PTO Podcast.
Welcome back to our final episode of the PTO Podcast. My name is Marissa.
And I'm Rachel.
And I'm so sad that I just said that this was our final episode. And looking back and like reminiscing on the past however many episodes, I have lost track at this time, but it's kind of making me a little emo. And I think
me too. It's like we're gonna have to actually hang out now
outside of person. I texted you yesterday and I was like, I think we should actually get drinks and not just hang out on the pod.
But whereas prior we were avoiding each other last couple months
and not talking about anything.
Yeah,
so I really don't know a lot about.
Do you think we're gonna be like real friends?
We were real friends before for like 10 years. I think we'll stand the test
You're right.
Being on hiatus of the pod. But no, what I was going to say is I was so worried before our first episode. I can still remember the exact feeling walking in here, kind of like an imposter feeling. Like, why did one country believe in me and us to be on this side of everything? And I really felt outside of my comfort zone. And was nervous for that and being on the other side of the camera and like you two. But then now it just feels so natural and I feel like we've really settled in and grown and yeah. How do you feel? Were nervous to start or were you a natural?
I obviously was a natural, but
we'll let the audience decide.
Yeah. No, I was excited. I remember us talking about like, what are we going to talk about? Yeah. Like, what is there to talk about? Like, why would people want to know what we have to say? And I feel like now, you know, interviewing the people that we have, and everything that's brought us to this moment, I'm like, oh, I could keep going. Like, I have so much else to touch base on. Like, every week something comes up and I'm like, ooh, this would be good, a good lesson to learn, or, you know, not even that, but just like a good story to tell on the podcast. So I'm sad it's our last day. I actually have a surprise for you though. I got these made.
Rachel,
I want to do it during our podcast, so I got these hats made for me and Marissa.
My god, I love them.
With our colors on it, they
holy
say
crap, Rachel,
I was paid to be here, which is our slogan every time we we should put them on. Your hair is up. Okay.
I'm a sweaty rat.
Well, we'll put it right here.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This feels like so real.
I know it is real because you didn't know. Isn't that cute?
You know what's funny is our last taping, you had told me that you had something for me before that. And then I was like only thinking of that. I was like, should I ask Rachel what she
had for yesterday?
Okay, guys, here's a little, we'll break third wall for a second. But
okay,
we batch recorded and yesterday we taped and Rachel keeps referencing yesterday, so okay, you guys are on the inside with us now. So
yeah, anyways, if you made it this far, they should at least know.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I told Marissa I had a gift for her, and I never brought it up because Sarah and I were like, let's give it to her during the last episode.
And the whole, all of yesterday when I was here, I was like, should I ask Rachel?
Really?
That's kind of like, I shouldn't ask Rachel.
In the meantime, I'm like, can you bring me a Crustable to the next episode?
So sweet.
When Marissa and I were trying to decide, obviously, what to name our podcast, I said I always end up saying like, oh, I was just paid to be here. Like, we're just being paid to be at this concert that like all these people are at and whatever. Yeah. So it's been this like funny slogan. So I got it on a hat for us and it says PTO Podcast. Maybe they'll be available to purchase one day if anyone listens to it.
Like and subscribe, I think.
Buy our hats. Yeah. Well, anyways, that's awesome though. But yeah.
But I just feel like this is such a surreal moment. You know, we've talked about our history and how we went to college together and we're so different and we started in different fields and we've both had success in our respective fields. By no means do I think that we've like conquered our field at all, but pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zone in the way that we did, I feel like we just need to remark on that.
Yeah. I'm proud of us. Good job.
Yeah, well, I am proud of us. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of me because it's not something that is second nature. I know you like being the center of attention a little more than I typically do.
I love it. Give me the camera.
But I think it's important as a refresher because I think it's also refreshed me a little bit in my career doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I think I ask better questions in general, like when cameras aren't on. I really am trying to listen more. And when I talk, like, I know that seems second nature to some people, but
I agree though. Like, like, I didn't know some things about Tyler, Emma, Walker, like all these people that we've had on these, on the podcast. And I'm like, wow, okay. I feel like this is such a cool opportunity to get to know these people that we work around every day.
Totally.
Better. Yeah.
Well, and just intentionally listening. I know this sounds bad, but like sometimes when I'm talking to someone, even if it's one-on-one, like once I get, this sounds so shitty, I can't believe I'm admitting this, but like once I kind of get my point out,
I'm not
intently listening how we are. We don't have anything else. We don't have our phones in our hand. We don't have anything. And it's like just this time to really like, I don't know, get our thoughts out.
Right.
And communicate clearly. I don't know.
I also feel like I am really guilty. Like my mom is always like, do you ever just stop and think about what you've done so far and like what everything that's come to this moment of your life? And I'm like, no, because I'm always thinking about what the next moment is or when the next time I'm going to be able to make money or pay this off on my house or whatever. And she's like, you need to stop and like be thankful and proud of yourself that we are even able to sit here and like have like that some that one country came to us and was like, we think you're good enough. So we need to think that we're good enough and like sit here and be like, I am good enough that like I'm able to sit here and talk to these people and tell a story and that, and then also be excited about the future, but to just have a moment to sit back and be like, oh yeah, one time I, you know, was on a private jet with the Lumineers in Brazil.
Yeah. And shout out One Country for giving us that opportunity. And I know we're getting super deep and sentimental, but I have to go.
Are you going
to
cry?
No.
Oh,
I'm definitely not going to cry.
Oh, I thought
I have to go back to something that you said earlier off air.
Yesterday or months ago?
Earlier today.
Okay. Today.
Okay. So for everybody out there, right before we started recording, Rachel was like, how do I look? Is there anything in my teeth? How do my freckles look? And I'm like, I didn't know. Wait 1 second. Don't jump in here and defend the freckles.
Do we have to?
But I was like, what do you mean? How are your freckles? They're just your freckles. And they're fake.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I love a freck pen.
Oh, excuse me?
A freck pen.
Do other people know what this is?
Why are you exploiting me?
I don't mean to. I just am so intrigued.
Because they look really good right now?
Yeah, normal. Yeah, they look great. But like, okay, people don't
most
like
girls that
typically
want like cute freckles on their face, just dab them on a little bit. And then you pray that you don't sweat them off so that no one notices that like you showed up at the bar with freckles and you left the bar without them.
Can we get a tutorial?
Yeah.
On season two.
Tutorial on the freck.
Yeah. I'm going to need a video. Okay. Well, they look so natural.
Thank you.
I had no idea. I thought you had freckles this whole time.
They look good though right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
How long have you been doing the freckles?
Months.
Oh, months. Okay,
years.
Cool.
Maybe a year.
Okay. Wow.
Honestly, I got it from Bailey Bryan. She has really good freckles and she puts some on top of her makeup.
Who's Bailey Bryan?
She's an artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, that's right. I know Bailey Bryan. Yeah. I was like, why does this sound familiar?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, okay, cool. Off topic.
Side tangent.
We're trying to be sentimental here in our last episode.
I had to lighten it up. We couldn't keep going on that.
You're right.
Do you want to exploit me about anything?
No, I think you're perfect.
Thanks,
bitch. Well, sad that it's our last episode, but this has been so much fun. And I appreciate anyone, if anyone is listening, thank you for listening. This is like something I look forward to whenever we get to come in here and talk. And hopefully we get to do more of it.
Yeah, and just to echo what Rachel's saying, like this has been such a cool experience so far, and you guys ain't seen anything yet. We've got a lot.
We got
left
a lot in,
the tank.
Store,
just
but nothing
getting
at all.
Groove. And yeah, just shout out to One Country for this opportunity. Shout out to every guest that has joined us and taken time out of their schedule to join us on our PTO. So for the last time of season one.
I was just paid to be here.
Yeah, we were just paid to be here. So thank you for joining us on our PTO.